Nate, coming off the game yesterday afternoon, how big was that just to kind of get a little bit of a joy level back up,
yeah,
getting ready for the last one here before Christmas?
That was a big one. You never like losing two in a row, but once you get into that three-game skid, it really creeps into your head. So I don't think there is a better opportunity for us going into a team coming off a road game, and they're feeling pretty confident. I thought we did a really good job.
What stood out from you in that game? Was it building the early shorthanded goal, some momentum on your side, or just kind of how the whole game was played? Anything really jump out at you when you look back at last night?
That goal was big. In scoring late in periods is always a huge momentum thing. You can get two on them. We expected them to come out. Minnesota is a tough building to play in, especially the first 10 minutes. So we try to weather the storm. And you get a shorty and a goal in the last minute of a period, that's the perfect road period you can draw up.
How special is tomorrow for you still?
It's always special. It's a lot of good memories in Montreal. I know I'm going to see a lot of those guys today, a lot of good friends over there. And, it's a joyful time of the year, but tomorrow will be a battle.
Particular, can you give us a bit of an idea who you hang out with?
Yeah, I mean, me and Brendan Gallagher were really tight for 3 years. We drove to the rink every day together, and I still talk to Shea Weber lots. It's a good mentor to have, and we still keep in close contact. So there's been a lot of changes since I've been there, but the few guys that I was close with, I still keep in close contact with.
Last game before Christmas might be easy to get distracted, but having a team like Montreal in your building, usually the building's pretty alive when they're in town. Does that maybe give a little more extra focus on the game?
Yeah, there's obviously going to be a lot of distractions. It's always... there's Habs fans everywhere, so it's going to be loud tomorrow on both sides. So it'll be exciting. You want to finish off right before you go into a break. And yesterday was a big stepping stone for us.
Nathan, we're privy now to the helmet giveaway after the game and all that thing that happens. And Blake comes up to you last night and says, I forget what the words were that he said. But, I mean, it's obviously about the fight and Luke Kunin and all that kind of thing. I guess, what does it mean to protect the family, I suppose, or... that sort of thing?
I was talking to Wheels about this the other day, but a lot of teams I've been on, it's been, we preach culture everywhere you go, but I feel like this is the first team I've really been on that we really practice it. And this is a very, very tight-knit group in here, and we take care of each other, and I think that's why we've had such success in the beginning of the year. It's like a family aspect in here, and we got a lot of guys working towards the same goal, and it's worked out well for us thus far.